Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's Kevin Stefanski within the last hour talking about Joe Flacco as the Browns get ready to practice with the Philadelphia Eagles. In thriving Philadelphia, I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Mm-hmm. Anthony Lant taking your phone calls. Dan's flying our ship today. I think we should all just get used to the idea. You've been talking about it all along, Andy. I've thought Kenny Pickett could give him a real run for the job. It just smells like Flacco, because of injury to Pickett, is going to win this job kind of by default. And I hate the fact that it's by default, but it just, if Pickett can't get out there, I do think Pickett had to outperform Flacco. Well, you can't outperform him if you're not out on the field.
So then, but that's not default. If you thought Flacco was your starting, if you thought Flacco was your starting quarterback,
I didn't.
Okay, I did, and I did think Pickett could give him a run for it, but he would have had to go. He would have to taken a run for it. And if Flacco was the guy you thought was going to be your starting quarterback, then it's not by default.
I think this one is, because I think if Pickett were healthy and able to compete with Flacco and was as good as Flacco, if they thought he looked as good as Flacco, I think Pickett would have been your starting quarterback. Only because of the fact that, okay, this guy is younger, he's got some upside, maybe this guy could be the guy long term. I still think they're looking long term a little bit, Andy, instead of just this year. But I think if Pickett can't get out there and show what he can do, you're not going to give him the starting job. And then it's Joe's to lose, I think, and he'll start week one against Cincinnati.
If anything, it was a toss-up at best. I think Flacco was the guy that they – I think the coaching staff probably never wanted to let Flacco go in the first place.
That might be true.
They got him back. They felt good about his relationship with not only the coaching staff, but the players on the team. The locker room had a great vibe. Unfortunately, he had one bad playoff game that haunts him from his days here in Cleveland on the short trip where he had success. You know, he was able to overcome the turnovers that he was. I just don't see the. I mean, we're deflating, or at least what I'm listening to sounds like we're deflating Joe because of his age.
Well, I don't think we're deflating, but Andy, I think that's a fact. I mean, if you're looking to possibly find a guy who can play for you long term, then clearly it's not Joe. That's nothing against him. He's had a wonderful career. But I think they're still in let's find somebody mode. And Joe, to me, is the ultimate Band-Aid. And that's not bad.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with Flacco starting the season. If it goes sideways, it goes sideways. You got three other guys that can go in. I'm saying you ride Flacco as long as you possibly can. You hope that he stays healthy, and then you make a decision. And by the way, that gives you time to get Gabriel or Sanders ready. It gives them a little bit more time to understand what the team is trying to do.
To me, just the guy with the most questions here, which to me also means intrigue, is Pickett. And I don't know if he can, you know, could salvage his NFL career, if he could become a good NFL quarterback. But the two rookies, you kind of know where they are, and you know what it involves to bring a rookie along. We all know that,
right?
And you know what Joe has done and can do for you. He'll be competent without question. Pickett to me was the X factor, and that's why I think this is so disappointing. I just think it's a really rough thing for him, and that's tough. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray, welcome to the show.
Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fella? Get out there and play some golf when y'all get a chance. It's a beautiful day out here.
Love that idea. Yeah, what, yeah, you know, a little rain just, last night, Cool Ray.
Can we
cool
put headsets on and just do the show while we're playing, Jeff?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I like that.
Oh, man. But my question, man, is just what bothers me about this whole thing with the Browns handling this whole thing all screwed up was you can make an argument of why they said Joe Flacco was going to be the starting man. I don't like it. I don't think an old statue in an athletic league like this works. Okay, great. But you can make an argument for his resume being a starter. But Kenny Pickett over rookies? What has Kenny Pickett ever done in his career that says he's going to be the starter over these two rookies? If the schedule is hard as it's going to be, and if you and go with Gabriel, you put him in, and you, since you're saying he's a third-round pick, he's better than Shador because we picked him in the third round. The schedule is hard.
He's not necessarily better than Shador. He's just
– Well, this is the argument.
He's one
now.
Notch up on the pecking order.
But this is their argument. He's the third-round pick. So, obviously, in their mind, he's a better quarterback because you got him in the third round.
No,
so,
you got him in the third round. They thought he was better. Once they're here, they're just Cleveland Browns quarterbacks, and then they all have a chance to try and win the job. Cool Ray, right?
Cool Ray, I tend to believe what you're saying. I don't have a problem with your argument.
He's ahead on the pecking order, but
yeah,
it doesn't matter. If you go out and you get outperformed, then you're not you're not going to get that gig.
So my thing is this. You can't pick it. Why is he just automatically should be number two? So my thing is this. If Joe was going to be the starter, and if you pick Gabriel over Sanders in the third round, shouldn't Gabriel be the number two quarterback if that's who you want to be there? So if the season's going to be like as bad as it's going to be, shouldn't Gabriel go out there and prove or disprove that he could be the guy? And if it goes bad, then you go down to the Shador in the season. If he turns out to be as bad that it should be, or good as he should be, then you go into the next year's draft knowing we got to go get us a quarterback.
Cool Ray, I understand what you're saying. Here's why Pickett should be under consideration and why I think he's the most intriguing guy. I didn't say he's the best guy. I think he's the most intriguing guy. He's made 25 starts in the NFL and he's won 15 of them. That's why I want to find out if there's something more. And he did that in crummy offenses in Pittsburgh that got the offensive coordinator fired. He's mobile. He's got a pretty good arm. I'm just curious, can they help him become a better quarterback? You know, we've seen it around the NFL. Andy, Sam Darnold was not very good, you know, with the Jets, and everybody thought he was a bust. Then he went to Minnesota last year, was really good. We'll see how he does in Seattle. I go back further. I have mentioned this name numerous times. Rich Gannon kicked around the league for years, ended up in the right spot with the Raiders, and won the league MVP award. You might be able to find something. That's all I'm saying about Pickett. And because I think you know with rookies, okay, you know how you bring them along. Will one of them become something? Maybe, I don't know. We know what you have in Flacco, but I'm curious as to what Kenny Pickett could be. That's my thought on Pickett. And that's why I am hoping that he ends up being the starting quarterback, because I want to see it. And then if he doesn't perform, Andy, then you move on.
I'm just kind of looking at it this way. And by the way, I don't feel this way because I don't think they're keeping four quarterbacks. But if you can get comfortable with the thought that they are going to keep four quarterbacks, then what does any of this matter anyway? One guy is going to get to play during the game, and the other three are going to sit off on the side. Maybe one can be the holder on field goals because you're not getting any other use out of
the
other three guys.
That's what Corey Bohorquez is for.
Well, maybe you push them out on that because now you've got three guys that are sitting around doing nothing on game day. If you can lay into the fact that they're going to have four quarterbacks and feel comfortable about it, what's the difference? What's the difference?
Fred's in Maple Heights. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, hey, gentlemen. Andy, I'm right there with you. And Jeff, I'm right there with you as well. But my thing is this. We known for destroying these quarterbacks' confidence and stuff like that, man. So, like, I don't – Kenny Pickett, are we seeing what he could do? I'm sorry, man. I'd rather take Joe Flacco all day of the week, man, over Kenny Pickett. I'm sorry, man. Play Flacco and figure out how you going to put somebody – like you said, who going to hold the ball for the kicker out there, man. Because if you start – Shador is a shiny new toy, man. And the other ones is too. Dylan Gabriel, man. He
right.
processes information quick. You know, we want to see them, you know, this is preseason. We get a chance to see them, but we got to get to the regular season. My thing is, which way is this team? Where is the team going? Which direction are we headed? Are we tanking this year, or are we actually trying to make progress? Because to me, that's what determines who you really should start. Which direction are we going with this team, do you think?
What do you want them to do?
Because
I think there are people there are folks that want them to tank. Like, I just don't – there's no one in the right mind walks in that locker room and says, I want to tank.
No, I don't want that either. It's just hard to get a clear read on Stefanski on the direction this team is headed this season. Are we looking to actually push to get the most we can out of our rookies this year, or are we going – you know, pretend we push in this year for it, but then we got another ulterior motive and we just going to go ahead and play Pickett or Flacco.
If he
and
plays,
then we know what we're going to get.
If he plays Flacco, what does that mean? I think they're pushing to win this year. That's what I think.
If they play, that's what I think if they play Flacco. I think they're going to win. But if they start playing these other guys, to me, that just smell tank, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going, that's when we'll see all three of them. Oh, we ain't got, it's like weeding them out. We seen Shador. Everybody want to see Dylan. And then, Jeff, you want to see Kenny. So it's almost like give everybody what they want. You know, let's see every quarterback. And then that means we ain't really got a season because you can't find rhythm rotating these quarterbacks.
That's true. Fred, friend of the show, man. Friend of the show call. That was
Thank
a guy.
You.
There's
Excellent.
No there's no award for that, Fred. Sorry about that.
Why do you got to belittle that? I tell him he's a friend of the show. That's make him feel good for the rest of the
because
day.
Because I don't want you to get into trouble with.
There is no trouble. Everyone knows friend of the show is just a title. It's like sir.
Well,
what do you get for sir?
I think we
what
need
does
to remind
Mr. get
people
you?
Of that every once in a while.
What does Mr. get you?
Friend I don't
of
want
show.
You to get in trouble.
Jeff, no.
Friend of the show, what's the prize? Nothing.
Nothing. When have we ever given away a prize on the show?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows. Andy, I'm looking out for you, man. You're my bud.
I'm
looking out for you.
Friend of the show honor.
By the way.
Baskin and Phelps present. There's always reps in Philadelphia.
Just to give you a quick update before we head to break of what's going on in Philadelphia with all of the reps, courtesy of Daniel Oifusi of ESPN, Flacco connected to Jerry Jeudy with a short slant. They're doing one-on-ones right now. Pickett found Caden Davis on a go ball as well. So Brown's sounding like it's looking okay on one-on-ones with the quarterbacks throwing to miscellaneous wide receivers as there is a corner draped over them.
There is a corner draped over them?
That's what it sounded like.
Wow. Okay. We'll have updates from the practices with Philadelphia all show long until they quit. And then after practice, we're hoping to hear from some of the players. All coming up on Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. We're talking about the quarterback because from what Kevin said today, unless something drastic changes, it sounds like Flacco. And I get it, but it's disappointing to me. And not because he's going to be the starter, just because of the circumstances that, to me, seem to lock him in that position. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fans.
Baskin and Phelps present. There's always reps in Philadelphia.
So, gentlemen, the way the reps are going in Philadelphia right now, it started with Kenny Pickett doing 7-on-7s, which was expected. Kevin Stefanski said such things. Kenny Pickett will do 7-on-7s because of the hamstring injury. Yeah. Dylan Gabriel then was next on the run of 7-on-7s, followed by Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, baby.
Getting his reps in. You know why? Because there's always reps in Philadelphia.
You know, he was actually pretty good in the first preseason game.
Wait a second. Recap there. Is this first team reps?
7-on-7 reps.
7-on-7 reps.
7-on-7 with the first team receivers?
And I'm grabbing this from Zach Jackson.
Thank you, Zach.
All I know is 7-on-7 reps, Andy.
Okay.
Bill's in Cleveland. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hey. They didn't give Shador any reps at all in Philly?
Well, no, they just started.
They're 7-on-7.
There's always reps in Philly, Bill.
Okay, well, you didn't say his name. That's why I thought maybe it wasn't enough reps.
Well, it sounds like he, so far, not yet. Sounds like he hasn't any reps in the 7-on-7. They do 7-on-7. They do 11-on-11.
Quick update on that one. Pickett threw to the ones. Gabriel threw to the twos. Huntley threw with the threes. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so what are they going to do? End up trading Shador?
I don't think, Bill, I truly, Andy and I differ on this. I don't think they're trading anybody.
I don't know that they're trading Shador either. That's the other thing. I don't know who, but I mean, you have five quarterbacks there right now, right?
And Gabriel and Shador aren't going to bring you anything.
I mean, but you bring it in Huntley, and he's getting in there. He's getting the action in before even Shador getting in there. Look like you should be focusing on your future, your rookies, instead of these other guys that's going to be somewhere gone next year.
So I think this is what Kevin kind of said this morning. Like, I think Kevin is focused on Cincinnati right now and how do they get ready for Cincinnati. But I also think that he what was the line he used about development? And that they're a very something developed team. It's something towards development with their players. And so I really think that Gabriel and Sanders are here and they're going to be developed. And that may mean in this given day in Philadelphia, you know, Shador may not see 7-on-7 or 11-on-11, but it doesn't matter because they're here for the long haul.
But Andy, you can't develop anybody if you don't give them the initial steps to go ahead and say, okay, you're going to get this next. You know, when do you go to the second grade? I mean, you know.
But as soon as somebody gets hurt, it's the NFL. As soon as somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, but
I mean, I hate to be that guy, but that's true.
But I'm just saying, you brought Huntley in. You know, you look like Huntley would get the scrap.
I'll bet you trade him.
They're probably going to cut Huntley loose at the end of the season.
Yeah, they could cut him loose by next Monday if the hamstrings start to heal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that was a waste of reps with Huntley. I don't get this, man. I don't get it. All right,
Bill.
Developers.
It's not a waste if Huntley actually is on the field coming up on Saturday, which he might be. And, Andy, there's the guy you can certainly trade. You know, if somebody needs a quarterback all of a sudden, the Rams, maybe you'd end up, you get a seventh-round pick for Tyler Huntley. Congratulations.
Jeff, they can trade five of the six quarterbacks right now.
The other thing to think about.
Watson's the only one they can't trade.
The other thing to think about to me is this, and Bill just said, you know, develop this guy, blah, blah, blah. Develop is more than 3 weeks in training camp. Develop is an entire rookie season where Patrick Mahomes played one game. You know, where some guys sit, some guys play. There are different plans to this. Just because Shador is not getting reps in training camp practice in week number two of the preseason doesn't mean they don't have plans to develop him. Of course they do. But it takes a while. Dan, I'll get cut number 12 ready to go from Stefanski. We'll do that as I talk to Trent in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas.
Can you give me a milkshake while you're at it? Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm from New York. But, yeah. Hey, I'm from New York. I've been in Fort Worth, Texas now. So nice. I started following you guys
when Shador got there.
Okay.
And so I watched them all through Jackson State, watched them all through
Colorado.
Colorado, and this guy's been doubted the whole way. Mm-hmm. And here's my biggest gripe with not you guys, because I listen to you guys now, never listened to you guys before, but I don't think it's fair. NFL isn't fair, but here's my problem with this. Dylan Gabriel, I liked him too in college, but he had stat teams. That Oregon team, I bet on them every week, you know. But now what's bugging me more about Shador is all of a sudden the goalpost keeps getting moved. He can't move. He can't read. So he did good in the preseason. They downplay it. They just crown Dylan Gabriel like he's the savior. And my thing is this.
They haven't done that, Grant. I'm sorry. They haven't done that.
I know,
and the only way you could say you could say that, though, because they drafted him before him. That's your in on that. I understand.
Yes, but here's my problem with this. All of a sudden, now this is me. This is not you guys. Mm-hmm. Now the reports are he can't process. I mean, give the guy some credit. He resurrected Colorado. He resurrected Jackson State. Even though he was with his father, it doesn't matter. You still got to do it. I'm so sick of hearing how, let's just be honest, how Gabriel's so smart, and pretty much people are interpreting this as Shador's so dumb now. Gabriel can go out there against the Eagles and spit up on himself, and he'll have an excuse. If Shador would have fell on his face against Carolina, people would have said, I told you so. He does well. Now they find a different reason. Now it was against this team, that team. Yes, preseason doesn't matter, but people are pulling for him because they feel like he's got the short end of the stick. And personally, what did Shador do to anybody? I don't care who his dad is. I don't care about his brand. I don't care that they marketed him. What did he really do to deserve any of this? And but, that's the sad part.
He's not getting – there's nothing wrong here.
Yeah, I think
There's nothing wrong. The guy started and played most of the first preseason game.
Yeah, and let me give you a little different perspective because we're sitting here. I think there are plenty of people rooting for Shador here. There are plenty of people that are Shador Sanders fans that would like to see him start week one. So I don't think – well, there are people that – like I just think you're letting the voices that are against him or you perceive to be against him – you're letting them be too loud. There are a ton of people that want to see him play.
And he'll play when they think he's ready. And if they don't think he's better than Flacco or Pickett or Gabriel or Huntley, whatever, I think he'll play. So I don't.
He just needs a.
It's amazing this has become so divisive because we sitting here in Cleveland, and Trent, you're in Fort Worth. We here in Cleveland think this. I don't know if I speak for you on this. Mm-hmm. When I saw Shador go out and be pretty solid in preseason game number one, I thought, outstanding. Let's go. Build on it. Let's go. And then I look at Dylan Gabriel and I think, please get on the field and play well. Let's go. We need somebody. Pickett, come on. Let's see what you got. We need a quarterback. I don't care which one it is. In a perfect world, it would be Gabriel or Sanders who steps up, or Pickett, and becomes a really good quarterback. You know, if you've watched Kenny Pickett highlights, and folks, I know everybody's down on Kenny Pickett. According to Pro Football Reference, 6 fourth quarter comebacks in his time in Pittsburgh, and 7 game-winning drives. Doesn't that intrigue you? It intrigues me. In a bad offense, Menigan shaking his head no. I just want to see him. Maybe Kevin Stefanski, who's had great success with other quarterbacks, Jacoby Brissett did okay. Case Keenum in Minnesota was terrific. We've seen him do things with other quarterbacks. Maybe this coaching staff, Bill Musgrave is a good quarterback coach, maybe they can unlock some things in Kenny Pickett that Pittsburgh couldn't because Matt Canada was not the type of offensive coordinator they wanted. Let's just see one of these guys, not Flacco because Joe's 40 and he's not the long-term answer. One of these guys might be a quarterback who can play here for a number of years. Let's find out.
There's a part of the philosophy that I think the Browns have right now. And if you want to believe, and I don't know why I'm starting to buy into this for a second. If you want to believe they're going to keep 4 quarterbacks, if I'm sitting in this, you know, thought process group, great thought partners, they put 5 guys in a room, and I think attrition is going to give you your final number when you go into week number one.
That might be, yeah. LaVon is in Cleveland. Hi, LaVon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, LaVon.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. If I'm the owner, I need my team to be ready and prepared. So you got 3 quarterbacks. You got 1, 2, 3 starters. Like, you got You got to get all these players in the game. You got to get the first string in, the second string in, and the third string in. We got to get them ready to get to playing football. And you got to keep Myles Garrett out of trouble. You got to keep him in the uniform and ready to play. And last year he didn't do that, and we went 1-3 games. He didn't put no starters in the preseason, and we won 3 games. You got to get everybody ready to play. So that means if you're on the team, you got to be ready to play. You got 4 quarters, you divide it up, and you get everybody some time to play. You need to see everybody play, even Flacco. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, LeVon, thank you.
The only difference there is at the end where they're seeing these guys in practice every day.
And
that counts towards these reps, and that count towards
does it count more,
the experience.
Does it count more for the decision as to how they're going to stack up than playing time in games? I think it does.
I just think if you think they're dividing up the plays by quarter like this is Little League football, that you're not on the right path.
That's correct. 216-474-0092. How's this feel to you, folks? And I'm looking for Dylan Gabriel. Can't wait to see him. Hoping to see Pickett.
Just the latest before we head to break here. 11-on-11's beginning for the Browns offense. Joe Flacco with the ones, Dylan Gabriel with the twos. Dylan Gabriel had one play with the ones and immediately then went back to the second string line. So just keeping you up to date on everything that's taking place, because as we know, there's always reps in Philadelphia.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.